It's time for a look at the Mexican food family tree.
So this got brought up yesterday briefly before we stopped it, knowing that we probably had a pretty decent segment to go on. And we were talking about as kids where we used to go eat Mexican food. Now, before we go back into what Danny and I were subjected to, I want to know your exposure to Mexican food in the Dallas area, growing up here in the city, where you went, if you did at all, where your parents would take you for Mexican food. Because it was here.
Yeah, it was here. My main exposure to it, the little that I had probably was in the form of the TV dinner, frozen TV dinner. But as far as places you could go, I grew up in Oak Cliff, for the most part in the far southern reaches of Oak Cliff.
And would you guys cross over here very often
to
go eat?
Not often.
Why not? It's only 5 minutes.
I know, but my old man wouldn't do that.
Why not?
He just wouldn't. Because of World War II.
What? I'm confused.
That's why he was the way he was. I didn't understand it then, but I do now after watching The Pacific.
Well, I don't understand right now. What would World War II have to do with driving 5 minutes to eat dinner?
You had to save. You had to hold back, man.
Yeah.
Was it more of a money thing, or was he against the culture of the Mexican?
No, I don't think it was either one of those things necessarily. Although he was a little bit on the cheap side. He was very fiscally conservative, and if he didn't need to shell out for anything, he wouldn't do it. And he didn't think he needed to do that.
Okay.
But when we did go, there was an El Chico, I think, down on Colorado Boulevard. I think it's still there, in fact. The building's still there. It's some other kind of Mexican restaurant now, but it's still there.
So this is in, the late 50s?
And
probably
early 60s.
Okay.
And then there was the El Phoenix flagship down on McKinney, which is still there. Yeah.
Right down the street from us.
Yes, and we would go there from time to time. But beyond that, there really wasn't just a whole lot. You know, Poncho's didn't come along until quite a bit later. El Phoenix didn't... What?
Nothing. It's the whole concept of Poncho's.
El Phoenix didn't start branching out until later on.
Right.
And before long, though, you had the El Phoenix buffet at Hampton in Illinois, and he liked that. That he would do.
You can get all you can eat.
That's right.
For one price.
Yeah.
Idiot. You better make this worth my while, jackass. Eat another taco.
But as far as there being Herrera's and you know, places like that, if there were, they escaped my purview.
Okay, no, you're right.
I'm very much like him. My first Mexican food experience, because I didn't grow up in the South until I was 10 years old,
right,
and moved down here. It was all, you know, California or Massachusetts or Tennessee, which... I don't ever
remember any Mexican food.
We didn't really go out to eat a whole lot. It was kind of like Mike's deal. But I remember TV dinners, and it would be that stupid enchilada dinner in the metal tray where half of it would be burnt and the other half was still frozen by a company called Patio.
Yes.
The Patio TV dinner.
The rice and beans and the TV dinner, the Mexican
awful.
TV dinner were deplorable. Just awful.
So I didn't get to enjoy or explore Mexican food until I moved to Texas. And then there was only one or two places. I mean, out in the boondocks, we did have a place called the Tortilla Flat Cafe open up. And that was my first as far as going out to a restaurant and eating Mexican food. And I'm telling you, pound for pound, that's one of the best Mexican restaurants I've ever eaten at.
I believe it.
It's unbelievable.
So you mentioned El Phoenix, and you mentioned El Chico, and you mentioned Poncho's. Poncho started in El Paso in 1958.
Mm-hmm.
Moved to the Dallas area in the 60s. But El Phoenix started here in 1918.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's the flagship that you were talking about down on McKinney, if that's where it originally started, or if that's what it eventually became. But...
Well, it might not be the flagship per se, it might not be where it started, but that place has been around a real long time.
And the El Chico, the first El Chico was on Oaklawn, so right down the road from here.
Yeah,
and
really.
And that started in 1940. But that was it around here. That's, you know, you mentioned there were no Herreras or anything. No, I mean, you had two. You had El Phoenix and El Chico. I don't know what the third one is, but growing up in Arlington, it was Ponchos or Bust.
Mm-hmm.
I think they put an El Chico in when I was, 10 or 11, but my parents were really big Mexican food aficionados. It's weird because Mexican food, you know, for kids right now or for people in their 20s, they just know it is something that it's a part of your weekly meal plan.
Yeah, because it didn't come in vogue until the 80s.
No. But it's general. You know, you look at, if you're in your 20s, ask your grandparents if they're still alive about Mexican food. You know, if they're in their 70s or 80s right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a big deal at all if it was a deal. I mean, if they ate it at all. Because, you know, like my grandparents hated it. They hated it. And they were from the South, Oklahoma and McKinney. They hated it because it was too spicy.
Now, my parents weren't that keen on it either. I think they liked it, but they had lots and lots of other stuff that they liked
more. Yes, yeah. And I'm,
you know, it was kind of like an exotic treat for them.
Yeah, I think my parents, who were in their 70s, early to mid-70s, that's the first generation of Mexican food people here. People that really took to it. And so we would go to Ponchos. And, dude, Ponchos might as well have been Mia's back then. You know, I mean,
as a kid?
Yeah. Oh, God, yes.
Yeah.
I didn't know any better. It was freaking incredible. I loved it. Loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so pissed when my parents eventually took me to the El Chico. I thought that was so low rent, and I couldn't get my own food.
I know, and you couldn't get as much as you wanted.
Yeah, I'm like, what? I mean, I want more.
I want 7 flautas.
Yeah, and where's the damn flag I can raise?
That was half the fun as a little kid.
Yeah.
Getting to reach over there and raise the flag and having some woman come over and bring you sopapillas.
And sopapillas, I think that was the key to it all.
It was.
At the end, you got free sopapillas. And, dude, I made... You had to love sopapillas when you were a kid, right?
Yeah.
I got
not
my
so much.
You
I got
didn't?
My parents' $1.99 worth of all of that crap.
Absolutely. So then El Chico came along, and then, like you said, when we were probably Danny and Ty in our
college,
I don't know, probably 15, 16, something. Yeah, around there. That's when everything started moving in.
The reason, and
what years are we talking about here?
Between 85 and 90, where it was anything and everything.
See, I remember my grandparents having Mexican food around, but it was usually tamales that they bought from people that lived in the neighborhood that would sell them around. But that was pretty much it, because real Mexican food, Americans had no interest in it. And the Americanization and turning it into Tex-Mex food...
Right.
The true Mexican would not embrace that idea. So there was a confluence for many, many years, and finally it got to the point where they embraced the idea of combining the two, American and Mexican food, and turning it into Tex-Mex. That's when you had, like, On the Borders and all these places that would go ahead and embrace the idea of using Velveeta, using yellow cheeses, using flour tortillas instead of corn. And that's when it was kind of more acceptable. And then you had, I mean, since then, there's been no turning back, because you can't walk down the street in this city without stumbling over a taqueria
or a chain
Mexican place.
You know, for us, for our family, it's once a week minimum Mexican food. I mean, there's no doubt. Typically, it's Sunday night where I am, like, craving it. I got to have it.
What's the first thing you do when you go on a 3 or 4 or 5 day week-long trip out of town, like California or New York? The first meal you have when you come back is Mexican.
Absolutely.
Always.
Yeah. Unless it is California and there's some really good, you know, Baja.
There's nothing that compares to going to Mia's and getting that rice and beans and the enchiladas, or going to Herrera's and getting the tacos. There's a huge difference. You can't get that anywhere else other than here.
But now, beyond the El Phoenix and the El Chico of this world, and the El Phoenix buffet in Hampton, Illinois, Herrera's was the first place to come onto my radar screen, because my parents started going there, like in the late 70s and everything, after my old man had loosened up a little bit and everything, you know. I think with some friends of theirs, they discovered Herrera's, and they liked that place. And Herrera's at that time was like up on Oaklawn, but it was just that little hut that's now the Grapevine or something like that up there.
Yeah, it's moved like 3 times over on Oaklawn.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what really...
Right. I mean, it was tiny.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what really helped out the Mexican food boom in the 80s. because, you know, again, I think it started with my parents, and then, you know, what is that, 30 years ago or whatever, when they were in their prime going out and spending and doing all that crap, that really liked Mexican food, the margarita.
The margarita / patio.
Yeah, yeah.
Fresh lime margarita.
Going out and having a couple of pops, you know, I mean, beer was always served, but, you know, the frozen margarita came along, and then the margaritas on the rock, all that. When that became vogue for every Mexican food joint, I think that really, that helped create the big movement in more ways than one.
It all comes down to booze.
Yeah, it does. But then, you know, it went from basic Tex-Mex, really quick slop, you know, where it's like you order it and 3 seconds later it's out, to, you know, really hardcore dine-in experience. And then that all moved into, like, the high-end Mexican food places that are here now. Like
Javier's?
Like Javier's, yeah. That's
so
just
more like a Mexican steakhouse.
Pretty much, yeah.
All the way from that to, like, Tacos y Mas on Greenville and Ross.
Yeah.
Which gets voted best tacos, you know, every year in, like, D Magazine or whatnot.
Right.
And it's just a stand.
And
you
I've never had one.
They're great.
I've never had one. And then, you know, you look at it now. Now you have, how many? A dozen different places that just sell tacos?
A dozen? Try
No. I mean a dozen actual, like, from Fuzzies to Torchies to, there's a dozen different places like that. But
Velvet.
You know, it's unbelievable how much Mexican food there is in this amount of time. Because it's not that, I mean, you're talking 50 years or 40 years.
Yeah.
From two to now, I shudder to think how many Mexican food joints are here. Now, I went online last night.
I can't believe how many successful chain Mexican places there are. When you start looking at how many Herreras there are, how many El Phoenixes there are, El Chicos. Yeah, up north, you've got Posadas, you've got Chewy's.
Yeah.
You have Ojeda's, you have Ninfa's. I mean, there's so many that were successful small time, and now there's, you know, 6, 7, 8 of them each.
They ain't going out of business either.
No, they're not. You know why? Because they're freaking delicious. And I want that now.
I need you guys to agree or disagree with me. These are the Mexican food restaurants that I have been to, okay, in the Dallas area.
They're supposed to agree that you've been to them?
No. Tell me if you've been there or not.
Oh, okay.
Luna de Noche.
Been to it.
Mercado Juarez.
Yes.
Been to it.
Iron Cactus.
Yes. Downtown?
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
Mi Casina.
Of course.
Gloria's.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Papacitos.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Blue Mesa.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
La Calle Doce.
On Skillman?
Skillman, and there's one in Oak
yes.
Cliff, too.
Oh, yeah. More of a seafood Mexican. Mm-hmm. Right? Yes.
Uncle Julio's.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Banditos.
Yes.
Monica's in Deep Ellum.
Oh, my God. Best white queso ever.
Enchiladas on Greenville.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Rafa's.
Where's that?
I don't think so.
You haven't been to Rafa's?
Where is that?
God, I think I went to the one in Fort Worth. Hacienda on Henderson.
Yes.
Yep.
J. Pepe's.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Matito's.
Mm-hmm.
Herrera's.
Mm-hmm.
Saul's.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Cantina Laredo.
Mm-hmm.
El Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
Margarita Ranch.
Mm-hmm. No.
La Hacienda.
Mm-hmm.
Desperados.
Yes.
Let's Mariano's,
mm-hmm.
Matt's,
mm-hmm.
On the Border,
mm-hmm.
El Chico,
mm-hmm.
Mia's,
mm-hmm.
Manny's,
mm-hmm.
Chewy's,
yes.
Ninfa's,
mm-hmm.
Ojeda's,
oh my God.
Blue Goose,
delicious.
Primo's.
Yes, of course.
We've been to all of those.
That's 39 Mexican food restaurants.
All within about a 2 to 3 mile
yes,
radius.
Yes, and we've all been to all of
these
them.
These are the big ones. You're not even counting the little taquerias that are over on Davis Street that are delicious.
No, these are just the ones that
or
I...
Best Enchiladas Ever, or Yes, We Have Tacos. Those places are great, too.
Now, I've kind of narrowed it down. There's only a handful that I'll go to now. You know, it seems like I've picked out, being in my 40s, the ones that I really enjoy.
But I generally stay within a small group, too, but I'll go to any of those places.
Yeah, I know. In a pinch, I'm going to any of them. It doesn't matter to me. It's so good. It's such a huge player in this area. It's in you. Again, you just take it for granted what it came from when you were a kid. One option. One.
Yeah. See what El Phoenix did?
Yes.
Talk about the rise of the Phoenix.
What do you mean, what did they do? Oh, yeah.
They started it all.
Man, in 1918.
Yeah. They say that, let's see, the downtown location of El Phoenix serves 1,200 lunches on a typical Wednesday or Friday. and that many more for dinner.
And that half price enchilada day?
I believe so.
Mm-hmm.
$1,200.
Jesus.
Well, long live them. Long live them.
So. If it weren't for Mexican food, I would weigh about 96 pounds.
Right? It's the only lard that I really get.
It's the only food that I eat.
If it weren't for Mexican food, I think I would die.
And you're going to die because of it.
Right. Yeah.
So either way. Thank you, Mexicans.
Yes. You're getting even with us. All right, up next, let's get into a little Ranger.